Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
The moment you touch the ground along the streets and through the airport even, and you could hear the home language, it was so grounding. For me, I'm thinking, oh, I'm home. For me, it's again another step to, hey, how can we make the world a better place? All I know is when I retire, when I pass away, I just think like it would be nice to say, hey, Cindy built Teach to Learn.
Sa higit 3 dekadang pamamalagi sa Australia ng Filipino-Australian at EALD Education Leader sa New South Wales Department of Education na si Cindy Valdez. Ganito na lang ang kanyang pangungulila sa bansa, kaya buo ang kanyang puso na tumulong magturo sa mga guro at estudyante sa Pilipinas. Ito'y sa pamamagitan ng inilunsad na Teach to Learn bilang EALD o English as an Additional Language or Dialect Education Leader. Dadalhin ni Valdez ang mga Filipino-Australian teachers sa mga napiling eskwelahan. Mission nila ang pagtuturo ng language o English literacy skills na may kasamang cultural exchange at adventure.
Our Filipino students, what I've noticed and what data shows, so I did a deep dive into the data, the literacy data set of the Filipino schools, because I've since had a meeting with one of the directors there. But what we found, and our Filipinos, we're very good at the literacy level, we're very good at, you know, literal comprehension, kumbaga. But when it comes to being able to infer and have deeper, you know, understanding of text that they read, you're going to be the ambassador because it's highly academic, that's where they kind of fall short.
Sa kasalukuyan, ilang taon nang nakikipag-partner si Valdez sa mga guro sa Earth School, isang international school sa El Nido, Palawan. Sa Enero sa susunod na taon, sisimulan niya ang Teach to Learn sa Rizal District sa Luzon, kung saan dating nag-aral ito.
So language and literacy skills is what we're going to hopefully develop for the Filipino teachers. They have a wealth of knowledge and skills. They do. Even, you know, Tagalog, they have Filipino subjects, which I quite enjoyed when I was there. But I think all the other metacognitive skills, it's not something that they teach explicitly to Filipino kids when I was there, like that I noticed. But very content-driven sila, di ba? They have to study all these units and themes. Pero walang... Parang walang focus sa language. Like, how do I teach them how to write this, really?
Kaya ipinaliwanag niya kung paano ang paraan ng pagtuturo ng mga guro sa skill na ito sa mga bata sa primary schools sa Australia.
The EALD kids here nga, we have to teach them from, may mga language functions, may mga ano level yan. Kunyari, you have to first know how to describe things. Kunyari, or, you know, how do I describe this phone? Tapos gets gradually higher up, so you go to first. Then you have to start explaining something to someone, and then at the last bit, it's like persuading. Can you persuade someone? You know, gradually, and describe. I'm informing you. Tapos, oh, I have to explain now. Like I have to, and that's where we fall short. That Filipinos are essentially needing support in learning the English language and acquiring the English language. Yun lang yun eh. So EALD is really the group of kids na they require additional support in learning English.
Naniniwala kasi ito na malaki ang papel ng tamang edukasyon sa kinabukasan ng mga kabataan.
Empowering students, right? Our children, I should use that word children. It's about empowering children. So they, you know, they have access to quality education. And to do that, the program is really around developing our Filipino educators over there, around, you know, co-teaching and it's cultural exchange. I really think that every child has the right, huh? It's a right to access excellent teaching, sense of belonging, chaka. So a chance for them to succeed in life and help, and hopefully help others. So hopefully modeling this in their eyes.
Ang tanong, bakit nga ba nag-uumapaw ang ganitong damdamin ng Filipino-Australian ni si Valdez sa pagtuturo ng mga guro hanggang sa mga estudyante? Kwento niya sa SBS Filipino. Inspirasyon nitong mag-give back sa mga kababayan dahil bago ang COVID taong 2020, nakapagturo ito sa bansang India at Cambodia. kaya ramdam niya ito ang bukasyon at misyon niya sa buhay.
It's humbling, diba? Kasi you go through so much and sometimes, you know, you do question like, oh, have I done enough? And I mean, is the Filipino in us, you know, am I enough? And have I, you know, but now, I mean, having gone through a lot of, you know, therapy work and obviously this, the work that I do brings me so much joy and satisfaction that it is, I am enough. So that's one thing I've learned. I am enough. And yes, I will always forever be coming from a standpoint of how do I help others? Because that's how I find my purpose. I think I truly believe I have found my purpose. I feel so blessed. That's why it made me cry.
Taong 1989, dumating sa Australia ang pamilya ni Cindy Valdez. Ang kanyang ina ay isang guro sa Pilipinas na naging empleyado ng Australian Taxation Office at isang engineer naman ang ama na nagtatrabaho sa isang malaki at sikat na car brand. Kilalang mga public servant, guro at nasa religious sector ang pinagmula ng kanyang mga magulang. Kaya naman naniniwala si Valdez, dito nahubog ang kanyang propesyon at bukasyon sa buhay.
So I would say by blood, yeah, but who shaped me who I am now? Like I suppose, you know, as you can imagine, I've worked with so many hundreds of, have a tribe. And these are different ages, you know, parang it's nice. I think actually intergenerational friendships and are really great for who I am now, I suppose, who shaped me. And dami kong mentors, and usually they're the academic space. And when I talk about my mentors, these are guys who are partly responsible for the curriculum that's being run in this country, you know, like the syllabus. These are my people. These are the guys that I've learned so much from.
Bago ang misyon sa India at Cambodia, si Valdez ay naging guro sa mga batang non-English speakers sa Australia nang unang dumating ang malaking populasyon ng mga refugees mula South Africa taong 2009 hanggang 2010. At sa Enero, sa tulong ng mga volunteer Filipino-Australian teachers na kasama niya, may malaki silang misyon sa mga guro sa Pilipinas. Dito sa New South Wales, sa higit 2 dekada nito bilang educator at consultant, patuloy pa din ang paghubog ng mga guro at estudyante, hindi lang sa academic, pati din sa pamamagitan ng sining.
Philippine teachers would get so much out of us in terms of skills, knowledge around academic, but the Australian teachers, what I'm hoping is they will learn resilience from the Filipino teachers. To action learning projects for me is an absolute non-negotiable in my role. I bring in the academics, the expertise in the school, like not just one school. I'm talking just recently, we had the, you know, vocab writing project last year. We had 19 schools participate. We now have over 90 teachers participate. That's like thousands of kids.
Sa ulat ng Philippine Statistics Authority sa taong 2024, sa edad na 5 pataas, 90% ng mga Filipino ay marunong magbasa, magsulat at magbilang. 93.1% naman sa mga individual na may edad 10 hanggang 64 years old ang may basic literacy skills o nakakapagsulat, basa at bilang. Subalit kung functional literacy o kayang umunawa ng mas komplikadong konteksto lampas sa simpleng pagbasa at pagsulat, bumaba ito sa 70.8%. Kaya naman mas nainganyo si Valdez na ibahagi ang kaalaman sa mga kababayang guro sa Pilipinas sa pamamagitan ng Teach to Learn project nito. Siya din ang kasalukuyang itinalagang direktor ng Primary English Teaching Association Australia o PETA. Ito isang national not-for-profit professional association na tumutulong sa mga guro sa elementarya sa epektibong pagtuturo ng Ingles at iba pang kasanayan sa pagbasa at pagsulat sa lahat ng asignatura o curriculum.
The calling is purely, you know, it sparks joy. Gets me out of the bed every morning because you know that today I'm going to make a change in someone else's life, you know, through a teacher, and that would translate to a student. So if I could just change someone's way of practice, way of thinking, attitudes towards, you know, and we know these are long-term things. But even if one person changes one practice in the classroom, I'm happy for that because that would mean it would be a benefit to hundreds and thousands of students.
Sheila Joy Labrador, para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.